Now, before I invite questions, I'm getting so bold now. I even invite questions. Anybody got a question? You know? But I'd like to tell this delightful story some of you may not know. You know how I say after Baba dropped his body, we have come to know him, to view him, to see him in the eyes of you all. You see, we were with Baba. And Baba was in seclusion, we were in seclusion. We were seeing the many in the one. After Baba dropped his body, you see the one in the many. And we had some taste of that before Baba dropped his body. Always, you know, Baba initiates that in every little thing. It can be a little thing like electric light, it can be a thing like that. So there was a family I came to know in Wisconsin. In the States, and they had not seen Baba, they had not met Baba, but they loved him, especially the woman, the wife. But the husband went along and helped her in whatever her feelings were for Baba. Now the whole family, marvelously, all their names began with a B. Barbara, Barry, Bob, Bonnie, you know, all with B. So it happened. Now, she wrote, what touched me was she sent a Christmas card to Baba, and he said, on the card, to Meher Baba, who, for us, is the Christ. Oh. And I think 65, I still have it. So then, there was a fair, just right after the World Fair in New York, there was a fair there, and they got an idea, we shall also do something. You know, hire a stall, make it a Baba stall, put Baba books in it. That's everyone, you know. Of course, we've seen much since then, but that was new then, you know. It was very exciting. It was very touching. So she said, Bob, her husband, is helping me with a little stall. And the big board, the name on top of the stall was, inviting anybody, come was Universal Message. And she got a lot of copies of the Universal Message from Myrtle Beach and other places and kept a stack of them right in the store. And there it was. And she pleaded, you know, she said, please, please tell Baba to help us to send at least some to our store. Because she says, as I look around, the other stores are so grand. They have, you know, so much. And our little store seemed lost in it. But please, please tell Baba to help us send some. And I read it to Baba. I read the letter to him.
Good.
He didn't commit himself, but he did it. So many came to the store. So many came to the little store. And she couldn't believe it. But you know why they came? Baba made them all read the name outside, Universal Message. They read as Universal Massage. And they all went in and said, now, can we get a Universal Massage here? Massage? I mean, she was so shocked. I said to her after, I said, Barbara, you should have said yes. So put your fingers now in your ears, say, Om Mer Baba, and, you know. Baba was tricky, but so delightful a way. And it wasn't just a few who went and told the others. No, it just kept coming. And everybody got a Universal Message printed. In other words, the stacks would still have been in their shop. Who's going to come? Either they're very bad spellers or Baba Universal Massage.
You mean it was really message and they read massage?
Yeah, she wrote message, M-E-S-S-A-G-E. And you see, they were all into massage in those days. It was all just, you know, yogi, exercises. Right. Arabics hadn't come in yet, it was behind the corner. But massage, Universal Massage. I mean, that appealed to everyone.